You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to get action with Action Station Aotearoa, the segment where we chat with the people campaigning for a fairer future.
One of the main promises that National and the other coalition parties ran on in the lead-up to the most recent general elections was that of tax relief. By lifting the personal income tax thresholds for low and middle income earners and families, and most notably, reducing taxes for landlords and large businesses. Funding these tax cuts have been widespread austerity measures, with almost 10,000 public sector roles having been cut as of December 2024. In response to the government's tax policies, Tax Justice Aotearoa have launched a petition calling for capital gains taxes to be introduced and other tax reforms to achieve better social outcomes in Aotearoa. For this week's Get Action, I spoke to Glenn Barkley, chairperson of Tax Justice Aotearoa and the Better Taxes Coalition, about their petition and the other issues with the tax system in Aotearoa.
So to begin, can you tell us about your campaign and what your calls are?
We've got a campaign called the Better Taxes for a Better Future campaign. We ran it in 2023 and we are about to relaunch it this year because we think that there's a desperate need to look again at our tax system. We think it's unfair and discriminatory, and it most of all doesn't raise enough revenue for the challenges we're facing as a country.
So what issues are currently prevailing in our current tax system?
We rely far too heavily on income tax and systematically undertax wealth, in essence. So it means, as Inland Revenue, who completed a very thorough report on this back in 2023, they identified that the wealthiest 311 families in Aotearoa pay around, or have an effective tax rate of around 9%, whereas the average New Zealander pays around, has an effective tax rate of around just over 20%. So the wealthiest are actually paying a much smaller amount or share of their effective of their total income than the rest of us.
So how should an ideal tax system function here in Aotearoa?
Ah, well, that's the big question. I guess that we're not going into our campaign to specifically ask for a wealth tax or a capital gains tax or anything like that, because there's a lot of thought has to go into what the ideal mix is. I think all we can say is that we know that there are a bunch of taxes out there that we either don't use at all or don't use enough that could be applied. For example, we have no capital gains tax, which is the most glaringly obvious one. Most other developed countries have a capital gains tax, which is a tax on the income you earn from selling capital goods. That might be a residential property, tenanted property perhaps. It might be shares or investments. But at the moment, you don't pay any capital gains tax on those sales, other than the bright line test for residential property that you've got tenants in. And that's only if you sell it within 2 years of having purchased it. So there are other forms of tax as well, the wealth tax, which is a tax on assets that you own. And Thomas Piketty, you may have heard of, a very famous economist, global economist, reckons that that's what we need to address inequality. Things like financial transaction taxes, which, you know, we have corporate taxes, maybe we should be looking at increasing them. Excess profit taxes, how do we, you know, we see supermarkets and banks and others making large profits at the moment. It could be argued that those profits are excessive, so maybe we should be taxing them more. So I'm just saying, I'm not advocating for any one of those, but that's there, gives you the idea of the range of options that are out there that we're currently not utilizing.
So just to sort of reiterate, should we be introducing higher corporate and capital gains taxes as an alternative to higher income taxes?
Well, I think there's a case for, well, if you look at our top income tax rate, which is 39 cents in the dollar for people for earnings over 180,000. The top income tax rate in the UK and Australia are both about 45% as opposed to 39%. So there's room for us to tax more at the top end as well. Certainly not at the bottom end, because lower pay people here pay, you know, higher than others would in other countries. In terms of corporate tax, our corporate tax is 28%, and that's arguably on the higher end compared with other countries. And there could be a case for arguing to increase that. But in fact, the real threat we have is that they're going to cut that. So the current government is reviewing the corporate tax rate and may well in the budget announce a tax cut. Now, that would be a major step backwards. You know, if we were to cut the tax rate from 28% to 27%, for example, that would be a lost revenue of around $650 million a year. And what could you do with that money? Well, you could do heaps. You know, if they fully funded the went back to the way that the food and schools program was funded, you could fully fund that over 2 years out of that money, for example. So that's the kind of thing that you can't just go around willy-nilly cutting taxes as this government has done, because in the end, the way they've been doing it, it favours the wealthy and discriminates against the poor.
So while income taxes were higher under the previous government, do you think that the then Labour government was managing tax funds efficiently enough to improve social outcomes here in Aotearoa?
So income tax is the one that was cut, and while most people got something out of that, the wealthy got more than anyone else. So there's just that observation to make. So, but your real question is about waste. And I think that there's always room for improvement, you know, to make public services more efficient, more effective. It's endless. But, you know, the public sector doesn't have that on their own. If anyone who's been involved, you know, I recently bought a new home. As we were, you know, getting new stuff in for that, we were buying stuff from the private sector. And time again, we were let down by private sector companies who couldn't organize themselves and so forth. So, you know, there's waste everywhere. And it all has to be eliminated to the best that we can. But that is not an excuse for saying, well, we shouldn't go there, because who else is going to address inequality? Who else is going to lead the charge on climate change? These are collective challenges that we face, and the only way to do it is through taxation.
In order to fund the tax cuts or tax reliefs under this current government, the government has also been looking towards increasing foreign direct investment and exports to generate revenue. Is this a viable way for the government to collect revenue?
Firstly, what they're saying is that we need to grow the economy. This goes to the nub of the problem about us not having enough revenue. So, you know, compared with other countries, the tax we collect is around about, or government revenue, is around about 32%. I'm not sure of the exact latest figure, 32% of GDP. If we compare ourselves with other countries that we like to compare ourselves with, like in Europe, Austria is 42%, Germany is about 39%. So we are a low-tax country. The current government has decided that the only best way to fund public services is to grow the economy. And, of course, there's a lot of issues about the way that they're intending to do that. One of those things they're looking at is foreign direct investment. You know, there are risks associated with foreign direct investment. Might help get something started, but then the profits go back overseas. You know, we can see that with our banks at the moment, which are predominantly Australian-owned. So there's a lot of questions about, you know, whether or not mining, for example, is the best way to go. No one's opposed to increasing exports, right? If we can increase exports, but it's challenging. We think that we're a low-tax country and we should try and address that.
And lastly, how do you expect to convey a campaign of tax reform to this current government, especially when corporate and high income tax relief and austerity measures have been their main policies since they came into power?
Well, look, the first thing we're doing, just I should mention on corporate tax, we're doing this right now. So, look, I'd encourage anyone who's watching or listening to this to go and sign our position on the Action Station page. We've got a petition going at the moment to oppose the corporate tax cuts. So that's one thing that can happen immediately if people want to do that. We want to change the government's mind before they get to budget time if we can. But beyond that, look, I think that we want to build public opinion. We know that surveys show that people understand that we need to raise revenue to address the challenges that we face. They're very supportive of things like a capital gains tax. But we also know that when you put those things out there, then the vested interests with a lot of money will campaign vigorously against them. So we have to build resilience in public opinion so that they can see through those kind of campaigns and understand that we need a fair and just tax system for the best future of this country. If you want to know more about us, our website is tjanz.org, and encourage people to go there. And if you want to go to Better Taxes, that's where the campaign is. It's got a lot of great resources on that about tax.
And that was Glenn Barkley from Tax Justice Aotearoa and the Better Taxes Coalition talking to us about a petition calling for a reformed tax policy to achieve better social outcomes. If you're interested in signing this petition, you can find it on our.actionstation.org.nz. under the name Say No to Corporate Tax Cuts. We'll be back after a quick break. Keep it on the B.
That was Get Action with Action Station Aotearoa.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.